We've all done it. Stock our fridge with leafy greens and good intentions, only to have our future self sacrifice quality nutrition for the convenience of takeout. Keep your body and mind nourished all day with a whole body meal shake from Ka'Chava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But the best part? It actually tastes delicious. With 6 indulgent flavors to choose from, it's easy to make a superfood-packed shake. From chocolate, vanilla, and chai, to matcha, coconut acai, and strawberry, you've got endless ways to personalize your Ka'Chava. Whether you prefer it straight up or enjoy adding fruit, peanut butter, nut milk, or even iced coffee, with every 2 scoops of Ka'Chava, you're getting 85-plus superfoods, nutrients, and plant-based ingredients. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags with code NEWS at Ka'Chava.com. That's 30% off for a limited time at kachava.com, code NEWS.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Brought to you by Standard Life. Retirement specialists getting you ready for your second life.
Keith Barry is very good at all that kind of mentalism stuff. He is doing his upcoming show, Unhinged. He's going to be all the way around the country. If you haven't seen him live, I do recommend it. It's unsettling, but it is worth doing. So he's going to be ranging from Wexford Opera House through to the INEC. He's going to be in Wicklow. He's in the Three Arena. He's in Balbriggan. He's in the Radisson Blu in Sligo. So if you want to find tour dates, you can throw Keith Barry Unhinged into Google. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm very good. You're already starting me down the unsettling route. What with all of this, give me your phone crack.
Well, yeah, so I said to you, just think of anything you want to Google, and you Googled something, didn't you?
Yeah, so just so like you made me take out my phone, you made me Google something at random, then lock the phone and put it face down.
Yeah.
I have done all
and
of
I
that.
And I don't know what that, like, to be honest, there's no way I could know what that is that you've Googled.
Well, I assume there must be some, but I can't figure out what it is. So no. I can see no logical way.
Oh, no, I don't know yet, but you will tell me in a moment, but you'll just tell me without speaking.
I'm almost done. Okay, fine. Are we going to do it now or are we going to do it later?
Well, we can do it now or later. Up to you.
Oh, let's do it now. Let's get it over because it'll hang over me. I'll fret. I'll be second guessing myself all the way through.
Okay, I'm going to record this, right? So people can see it online. Is that okay?
That's fine.
Okay, but here's the thing. Like, it's your phone. You Googled something. You locked your phone. You didn't show me what you Googled. I actually don't know, but you are going to tell me. You just won't know who you're telling me. Okay, so Anton. Yes, I want Keith. You to focus on that thing that you Googled for. Now, look at the camera. Don't look at me. And in your mind, focus on what it is that you Googled for. Okay, ZYXWV. Interesting. There's 2 words. I'm sensing immediately there's 2 words. Is that correct? Yes, yes or no? So your listeners know?
Yes.
Okay, focus on the first word for me, please. And focus on a letter around the middle of the word if you can. ZYXWVUTSRQPO. That was an asymmetrical shoulder shrug on the P. There's a P. That was a P. Is that correct?
I hate you.
Yeah.
Yes, it's correct.
Okay. Did you think of one thing and then change your mind to this thing?
No, I don't think so.
No. Okay. Because subconsciously I was getting something else to me, but that's okay. Look at me. Okay. Look at me. Focus on the word. Don't say it. Just imagine it's spelled out between us. Imagine the spelling of it. Imagine that. I don't know why, but I'm sensing spy ship.
I hate you. I really hate you. I find it deeply unsettling. It's deeply unsettling. Yeah, just for, hang on, let me open Google so that, where is it? Yeah, so there's top search result. Open on Google. Open, damn it. Yeah, Defense Forces aware of Russian spy ship's movement. Britain rattles its saber at Russian spy ship. It is a hollow threat. They're the first results that I got.
But here's the mad thing. While we were doing that, one of your researchers out there, Simon, you were thinking of a word. Yes, just nod yes or no. Okay, Simon, be honest. I want you to actually be honest. Is there any way I could know this word that you're thinking of? Did you Google this word? No? So it's just, this word only exists in your mind. Okay, look at me. Simon, focus on the word. Don't say, you can see Simon out there,
I can,
right?
I can see Simon. Okay, and Simon's word? Mind is labyrinthine, so
and,
you never know what this might be.
He looks like a skeptic. Are you a skeptic,
he's extremely
Simon?
Skeptical.
Yeah, and he's a skeptic. Okay,
cynical, but not quite.
In your head, Simon, I want you to jumble up the letters in your... I can't even hear him. Like, we can only see him. Okay, jumble up the letters in your head. Okay.
He's giving nothing away as well.
Focus on one of the letters for me, please. Okay, you didn't think of a vowel, did you? You did think of a vowel. Interesting. So that was a U you thought of. Okay.
No.
But there is a U in the word. Okay. Ah, okay. So you thought of the letter next to U. So you jumped from the U to an A. That was an A. Good look at me. Focus on the word. Don't say it. Just think it, Simon. Okay. I'm sensing a cylindrical object. Does that make sense to you? Yeah, he's shifty now. Look at his arms shifting and everything else.
So okay. Would I be.
Okay, look at me.
Going.
Focus on the word. Okay, this is something that you can hold, Simon. Yes? Okay, this is some. Oh, it's a food of some kind. Is that correct, Simon? Okay, good. Okay, I'm going to write something down. Okay, Simon could have nod yes or no. Did I limit you in what you could think of, Simon?
Shaking his
okay,
head.
You could have thought of anything in the world, yes?
Nodding.
Okay, I've shown Anton what I've written down. Okay, just mouth it out to Anton.
So you can mouth it, Simon. What? Sausage.
I got to bang on.
Now.
There it is there, sausage.
Simon is making that expression that I know so well from people exposed to Keith Barry, which is a combination of enjoyment at the revelation of the thing that they discovered and that sense of, I have been taken in some way. I have, you've done something and it lingers. I remember you did a thing with me, it must be about 6 or 7 years ago, that was a little six-sided wooden kind of...
A dice.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little dice. And it was something about, game.
Yeah, and to this day, I find myself, like in moments of quietness when I should be thinking about, you know, important things like geopolitics.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Yeah.
Very, very annoying. So when you're doing it in mass form, is it more difficult when you're trying to reach an arena the size of the three arena?
No, this is crazy. The bigger the audience, the more energy I give. And I do what are called, this is important, I do macro effects. Because I know there's people out there listening right now that are frightened of coming up on the stage, right?
And they should be.
Yeah.
You're weird.
But I stopped people, thank you, I think that's a compliment. but I stopped years ago making people coming up on the stage, right? So ultimately, if you want to kick back, relax and enjoy the show, you can. Because I have enough people who come to the shows that want to come up on the stage, right? So ultimately, I did though create what I call macro effects. So macro effect, if you can imagine the three arena, right, where there might be 5,000 people, a macro effect to something that will work on everybody in that moment. So I have effects where I can send a thought as like a stream of consciousness into everybody's mind at the same time. It's like a bubble bursting inside their head and they all get it and you have that mass reaction. So actually it becomes easier the more people, and the more people I have, the more I can kind of scope who will work for what routine. So I kind of have free leeway. Whereas if I have a small group of people, imagine if I had like, I don't know, like 10 people and 9 of them are skeptics. That's inherently more difficult than having 500 people. And you know what I mean?
Do you still get a kick out of it? Or is it one of those things where you are so sure of how it's going to... I remember I think it was Dave Chappelle was talking about doing comics where he said he can't bomb anymore. He just can't bomb because he's so good at it. Are you the same? You think,
no, that's very cocky. Anymore. I don't like that. So for me, like there's the thing with my show, like a comedian can stand up and rehearse their jokes and their lines over and over and over again and then get on stage. And then, yeah, they'll figure out what's funny and what's not. Whereas with me, I can't rehearse my material without people. And like this show is called Unhinged for a reason. This is not your normal like kind of Keith Barry show, right? And like if you imagine this is like, I haven't done hypnosis on stage in over 10 years. I'm doing a full hypnosis act within the act. So there's like 40 minutes of hypnosis. And like in the three arena, it's going to be the biggest hypnosis act Ireland has ever seen. I'm going to have 100 people on the stage. And if you imagine that you're there with your loved one, who's the most reserved person in the world, right? And then all of a sudden she's in boy zone thinking that she's Ronan Keating. But then somebody else, they're with their husband and he's up being Mel B out of the Spice Girls. And we're having a sing-off between boy zone and the Spice Girls. And then all of a sudden a Chinese rap star comes in who might be your son or your daughter called Ying Yang. And they start rapping in Chinese, right? But then I have really unhinged moments in the show where ultimately, like my dad, who passed away in January this year, he loved all the dark, sinister stuff that I did 17 years ago, right? It's a long time ago since I did that stuff. And my daughter now, who's 17, kept saying to me, I wish you'd do the crazier stuff again, Dad. And then my dad, when he was passing, like a few days before he passed, he said to me, Keith, go back and do the weird stuff. And I said, what do you mean? And he's like, do the seance-y kind of stuff and bring me on tour and try and contact me. Now, just so we're clear, he didn't believe in an afterlife and he's dead, right? And I don't believe I can contact him, but in his honour, I'm bringing the ashes of my dad on tour and we're going to do a seance and contact
him. I told you you were weird. Now, how long are you doing this? If you have a 17-year-old daughter and if you're... How long in total have you been...
It's over 25 years
it's
now.
It's not, is
25
it?
Years on the road. So I went full time.
You must have started when you were in primary school.
Well, no, I started when I was 5 actually doing magic. But I went full time when I was 23 and I'm 49 now. So I'm over 25 years doing theatre shows.
You look very well preserved.
I'm getting away with it. Like, you know, I think everything in moderation, as they say, you know.
Take saying, my two claims to fame are, one, I was in school with Mario Rosenstock. Two, Keith Barry did table magic for me in the Wine Vault restaurant. He was absolutely brilliant.
That's hilarious. So that's back when I was 14 and 15. That's where I learned my trade, my craft. I used to go from table to table in between courses and do close-up magic in the Wine Vault, which was Waterford's top kind of restaurant at the time. And yeah, so that's a like a true little story there. Somebody saw me in the Wine
and
Vault.
And what, close-up of cards? What sort of stuff
like
did you
do? I'm not shy to say I started as a magician, then I started to learn psychology, then I learned hypnosis, and now I do it all, right? I do a mixed bag. So some of what I do is trickery. Some of what I do is absolutely real. So like in the show Unhinged, there's a real moment where I'm giving everybody in the audience a 5-minute brain hack that they can utilize to get over a fear or a phobia or an anxiety or whatever. So they go out better for the experience. So yeah, just kind of evolved from magic, but I still love magic again. So at that time, yeah, it was just pure close-up magic, you know?
Does it make it difficult? I remember, because the Mario Rosenstock reference in that text made me think of it. I remember talking to Mario and asking him about, does he end up all the time testing lines on people to see if it's funny? He says, you do all the time. You're always testing. Yeah. Do you end up in the same thing that it's difficult to relate directly to somebody because you're all the time testing, probing and trying to...
No, I can turn it off.
Can you?
Yeah, because like it gets exhausting trying to read people and hack brains and all the rest of it. So like when I'm down the pub, I'm just one of the lads, like, you know what I mean? And if I'm going for a swim or whatever, I have it all turned off. Like I'm normal behind the scenes somewhat, you know what I mean? Actually, while we're talking, I'm going to make a prediction for you. If we have like 30 seconds at the end of this, we'll do a mass experiment with you and everyone at home. And maybe if we can get one of the producers in as well. Okay. But it'll literally only take 60 seconds. That's all we need. But I'm going to write down, this is an open prediction. Okay. And because of the time of year it is, this is my prediction, right? And I'll show them the prediction out there.
Yeah, close my
but I'm not going to show you just yet. Okay. So that's my prediction.
And what about the people who are listening?
I'm not telling them either, but it's written and I'm committed to it. And actually, I'll slide it over to you so I can't change it. So keep it face down though for now.
Okay. And do I do anything else?
Just hold on to it. And when you want to get to doing the effect, we can do it.
Do you have trouble when you do things like go for a bank loan?
Do you know what? Interesting thought. So I remember when I went for my first mortgage. So my first mortgage, I'm going to guess, like, it was probably 22 years ago, something like that, right?
It was 130% at 0% interest. You did very well.
Well, do you know what? I can remember the moment. It was in Bank of Ireland in Dundrum. And they refused the mortgage because I basically couldn't afford it at the time. They were just like, nah, you're not earning enough money. I mean, it was 22 years ago. It's a long time, right? And I was okay. And then...
Look into my eyes.
But then I realized at that moment, I was like, I should use the techniques that I've learned. Because I was only kind of starting out, right? It was 3 years into being full-time. And they were like, you're a full-time entertainer. Like, there's no stability in what you're doing. We're not giving you a mortgage. So Mairead, my wife, she remembers, I kind of did this whole thing where I got into this neuro-linguistic programming mode, right? So we'll talk about that another time. But NLP is a form of language and body language to basically manipulate or influence somebody. And within 5 minutes of using certain techniques, I got the exact mortgage that I wanted from a person who was not giving me the mortgage. And that was the first time that I realized these techniques can be used.
Where's Nicola Sadlier from Bank of Ireland?
Bring her back. I was hoping to see her today so I could hack her brain. I think that would have been really interesting.
Did you ever have a desire, because you talked about starting with magic and then getting into psychology and then getting into mentalism. Did you ever have a desire to do the kind of escapology, really dangerous, risk your life crack? Did you do that?
Well, I did it. I did a lot of it. I'm really banged up from all that stuff. So, like I did, the last one I did was I was hanging upside down outside RT Studios a couple of years ago for my TV show, The Keith Barry Experience. And I was in a straitjacket with my head wrapped in cling film and my body covered in chains. And it was a whole thing, right? So I couldn't see or breathe. I was trying to get out. And it worked and it was fine. We aired it. The things that people don't see are I ripped cartilage off of my rib cage that day and it knitted on really weird. And you're supposed to get an operation to, you know, get it fixed. But then by the time it knitted on, I went to Kieran Cosgrave, who was the RFU doctor, and he was like, it's too late. And then he put this huge needle in through my ribs to get to the spot and injected it with cortisone, I think it is. So that was a bit mental. So I'm banged up from all those things. I did a lot
of
those escapes.
Have you an RTE bump from the cartilage?
It's not a bump, it's just like a twisted rib cage, basically. But then, yeah, I've got lots of different injuries from all that stuff. I've kind of stopped doing the danger things because, like, they can go wrong. So there's a good friend of mine, Jonathan Goodwin, otherwise known as the Daredevil. One of his went wrong, and unfortunately, he's a great friend, amazing escapologist, but he's in a wheelchair now from something that went wrong on him. So, you know, I'm kind of avoiding the danger stuff. Although I say that, and there's a scorpion in the live show, going into my mouth with my mouth being gaffer taped and my hands being tied behind my back. So I guess I still have to do
it. What could possibly go wrong? All right, before you do the revelation, I'll do the thanks. Charlie Lane on sound, Simon Keane and Steve Daunt on research. Simon was also responsible for the word sausage. Aoife Breen producing, Eimear O'Shea weekend editor. Right, I have this business card.
Okay, can we grab one of them real quick to come in?
Sure, anyway. We can. Aoife, are you willing to come in?
It's not even a quick thing.
Oh, there's so, enthusiasm.
While she's on her way in, everybody
she's
at
walking
home,
as slowly as I've ever seen her move, Keith.
Everybody at home, open up your phones and open up your calculators. If you're not driving, of course, open up your calculators.
So if you have a mobile phone in front of you, yeah, grab the phone, open up the calculator.
So, Anton,
he's got a minute.
Give me a four-digit number and everybody's going to put in this four-digit number. Four digits at random, go.
7693.
7693. Everybody at home, do this now. Okay, Aoife, give me a three-digit. Everybody hit multiplication. The time is multiplied by. Give me a three-digit number, Aoife.
Nine.
Three digits. Nine.
963.
963. Equals. So everybody at home will be on 7,408,359. Everybody at plus, give me a five-digit number fast.
4716.
And one more?
3.
1, 3. Everybody hit 47163. Everybody hit equals. And then everybody hit plus. We're going to finish on this. Bobby Kerr has just walked in. Give me your index finger. Quick, Bobby.
Quick.
Put out your finger like this. Hit my screen at random 8 times. Close your eyes. Go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, everybody put this in. 1, 4, 6, 5, 5, 5, 3, 5. 1, 4, 6, 5, 5, 5, 3, 5. Everybody hit equals. We should be all on 22,111,057. That's the number everybody's going to be on at home. Anton, I gave you a prediction before this started. Could have been any number. Turn it over. What does it say?
It says present.
Present. Oh, that's not... Yeah, the crazy thing is, this is the moment. This is the present moment right now. Because if everybody looks at the number that they just generated themselves at home today, like right now, 22111057. Today is what date?
The 22nd of the 11th, 2025.
Yeah, it's the 27th of the 11th. So that's 22111. And the time, if everybody looks at it right now, is exactly 10:57.
Oh, God, you're disturbing. You're so disturbing.
Oh, and I said present. It's a great time to grab a present, which is a present for Unhinged for Christmas.
Thank you so much.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
We've all done it. Stock our fridge with good intentions, only to sacrifice nutrition for convenience. Keep your body and mind nourished with whole body meal shakes from Kachava. It's got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, and so much more. But it actually tastes delicious. Try one of Kachava's indulgent flavors today. Shop now through December 2nd to get 30% off your first purchase of 2 or more bags. Go to kachava.com and use code NEWS. That's KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.